It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Once again to another edition of Legion Baseball here on KNZA 103.9 FM from Noble Park in Hiawatha. We bring you our broadcast here tonight as Hiawatha plays host to Donovan County, two of the better teams in the Legion and in the area, going at it here tonight for a double dip. And come on out to the ballpark if you're in the area to see some good Legion baseball. Just moments away from the first pitch, Donovan County will lead things off here with Cooper Everly. He is at shortstop. Kobe Davis is in right field batting second. Trent Spiker, the center fielder, is batting third. Cole Franken in left. He is the cleanup hitter. Preston Christensen is catching, batting fifth. Gavin Fumler is pitching for Donovan County, and he is batting sixth. Alex Leibel at third, batting seventh. Brock Studer at first base, batting eighth. Rounding out the Donovan County lineup is Ryder Davis. He is at second base. So again, for Donovan County, Everly at short, Davis in right, Spiker in center, Franken in left, Christensen catching, Fumler pitching, Leibel at third, Studer at first, and Ryder Davis is at second base. We'll dive into the Hiawatha lineup, of course, in the next half inning. But pitching here for Hiawatha is Carson Bredemeyer. And he fires in the first pitch to Cooper Everly, and it's outside for ball one. So we are off and running here from Noble Park. Again, two of the top three teams in the area. Donovan County, they have won three straight, six of their last seven. Bredemeyer's next pitch is just a little bit low. And Cooper Everly has the advantage at two balls and no strikes. Beautiful night, 90 degrees here at first pitch. It'll cool down a tad as we kind of cruise along. And next pitch, a little bit up and outside. So now three balls and no strikes. Defensively here for Hiawatha, you have Oldham at third, Dunn at short, Alex Rocky at second, Gunnar Smith is at first, and the 3-0 pitch finds the strike zone, and it's now three balls and one strike. Strucker in left, Ashton Rocky in center, Josh Smith is in right for Hiawatha. That 3-1 pitch is well outside, ball four, and Cooper Everly lead things off for Donovan County with a 5-pitch walk. So that brings up the right fielder, Kobe Davis. Bats from the right side. Donovan County, their navy blue tops, gold and red trim, white pants. First pitch to Davis, swung out and missed. Got a little bit of a piece for strike number one. Hiawatha, their red tops, white numerals, or I should say blue numerals, white lettering. They're trimmed out in white with the gray pants. Next pitch swung on and fouled away out of play, right side. And it's now no balls and two strikes. So Everly at first, nobody out, just getting going, no score. Kobe Davis needs to protect here at the count 0-2. This is the third time these two teams have met. Donovan County, they swept Hiawatha a couple of weeks ago, wins of 15-3 and 6-2. Playing their second doubleheader of the season. There's a swing and a miss. Strike three on a high fastball. Kobe Davis, the first strikeout victim by Bredemeyer. That gives us the first down of the ball game, and that brings up Trent Spiker, the center fielder. So Everly at first, one out. Led things off of the walk. Davis just struck out. Now Spiker steps in from the right side. Bredemeyer's pitch catching the inside corner for strike number one. Cole Franken on deck, a little bit of a breeze at times here from right field, kind of pushing towards left, pretty calm at the moment. That one's roped towards center field. Coming on is Ashton Rocky, and does he make the catch? He does. How about a diving catch coming in from center field and a beautiful defensive gem by Ashton Rocky for the second out, and that'll bring up Cole Franken. That was a line shot sinking pretty hard, and Ashton Rocky in center field making a spectacular diving catch for the second out. Bredemeyer's pitch to Cole Franken is fouled straight back for strike number one. So after a leadoff walk, a strikeout, and a lineout, Hiawatha trying to get out of the inning with no harm done. Not much of a lead for Everly at first. Here is the next offering, and it's fouled straight back into the fence, and the count now 0-2 on Franken. Hiawatha's also been playing good baseball. Three straight wins for them. They've won five of their last six. They split with Marysville on Sunday. Marysville won a wild first game, 15-14, but Hiawatha came back with an 8-4 win in game two, and they also swept Oskaloosa on Tuesday. Next pitch in the dirt, and the count 1-2 here to Cole Franken. So both these teams, three straight wins coming into this one. Doniphan County, Hiawatha, corning the three best records in the area. This one is hit towards the right side into foul territory. Gunnar Smith on the move. He can't get there in time. And we'll do it again at 1-2. So hard to believe we're already grinding away through this Legion season and about to turn the month over to another one. Of course, tomorrow we get the first day of July. We'll have the zone tournament here in a couple of weeks, and the State Legion baseball tournament will be towards the end of July in Topeka. Franken takes one up and in. It's now 2-2. A little bit open on his stance. Everly at first with two down. No score. Top of the first, and there's one. Strike three called, catching the outside corner. Two strikeouts for Bredemeyer in the inning, and through a half inning, no score.
At Union State Bank, we often say we're rich in community. That's because we're a part of your community, living and working in the same place as you do, all trying to contribute to making it the kind of place where people thrive. And now with our newest location in Shoal Creek, we have 8 Union State Bank branches to serve you. Stop in at the Union State Bank branch in your community and find out why we are so committed to the families, schools, businesses, and farms in your neighborhood. We are USB. We are rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
No score to the bottom of the first inning. Our Legion baseball broadcast brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safe. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. And also KIMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Brandon Tadman with you here tonight. Colin Feldkamp and Logan Carpenter back in studio helping us out, keeping us locked in and on the air. So for Doniphan County in the first, no runs, no hits, no errors, and they left one on base, I should say. Now Hiawatha comes up here in the home half of the first. They'll lead things off with Ashton Rocky. He's in center field. Mention, of course, Carson Bredemeyer, the pitcher. He's batting second. Xavier Oldham at third, batting third. Sam Dunn, the shortstop, batting fourth. Joel Bryan is the extra hitter tonight. He's batting fifth. Caden Strecker is in left field, batting sixth. Gunnar Smith at first, batting seventh. Ty Willett, the catcher, batting eighth. Alex Rocky at second, batting ninth. And Josh Smith in right field rounds out the Hiawatha lineup. So Ashton Rocky steps in from the right side. First pitch by Fumler is hit high in the air towards shallow center field, and it drops in for a hit. So one pitch and a leadoff single by Ashton Rocky. Hiawatha off to a good start here in the bottom of the first. Carson Bredemeyer, the pitcher, will step in. Fumler pitching for Doniphan County. Christensen is the catcher. Leibel at third. Eberle at short. Ryder Davis at second. Studer at first. Decent lead at first for Rocky. Fumler's pitch low and inside to Brett Meyer for ball number one. Hiawatha, their sweep on Tuesday over Oskaloosa, wins of 9-1 and 5-0. Ashton Rocky goes on a pitch inside, and the throw off target, not in time, and Rocky is in scoring position with a stolen base. Bredemeyer heading the counts, two balls and no strikes. Fumler out of the stretch, off speed, hit towards the left side, and it finds its way into left field for a hit. They'll hold Rocky at third base, and back-to-back singles to lead things off for Hiawatha. They have runners at the corners with nobody out. Now an RBI chance here for Xavier Oldham, third baseman today. That's from the right side. So Fumler already having to work out of a little bit of a jam here in the bottom of the first as Hiawatha looks to strike first. Fumler fires in the dirt, skips away. Good block there by the catcher, but Bredemeyer is able to take second. So now second and third and nobody out. And the count on Oldham is 1-0. Fumler quickly sets and fires off speed. It's up and in. And the count, two balls and no strikes. Doniphan County, the best winning percentage in the area, 16-3. As Oldham there finds the strike zone, or I should say Fumler to Oldham, and it's now 2-1. With Rocky at third, Bredemeyer at second. And I think they're going to call a balk. And they do, and a run comes in to score. Have not seen one of those so far this season in any of our broadcasts. So a balk allows a run to score. 1-0 Hiawatha. Inside corner catching it for strike number two. And the count here to Oldham evened up at two balls and two strikes. So a balk by Fumler gives Hiawatha an early 1-0 lead. Oh, and that one drills Oldham in the back between the shoulder blades. And on a 2-2 pitch, he'll take first. So not a good start here for Fumler and Doniphan County. Back-to-back singles, a balk, and now a hit batter. That'll bring up Sam Dunn, the shortstop. So runners at the corners, still nobody out. And Hiawatha, the 1-0 lead. Dunn also bats from the right side. Fumler's pitch, just missing inside, ball one. These two teams met June 15th. Doniphan County won both, 15-3 and 6-2. Hiawatha looking to get one back here. And the first of two tonight, they've jumped out to an early 1-0 lead. Dunn takes another one upstairs, now 2-0. Hiawatha 9-4, Corning also one of the top records in the area. They're 13-5. There's a pitch that finds the strike zone, and Oldham able to take second base without a throw. So once again, second and third, count 2-1. Here on Sam Dunn, 1-0 Hiawatha. Pops it up towards the third base side, and a underhand basket kind of catch by the third baseman, Leibel. That's a big out for the first out of the inning, and that'll bring up Joel Bryan, the extra hitter tonight. So Bredemeyer still at third, Oldham at second. One out. Joel Bryan steps in, 1-0 Hiawatha, bottom of the first. And that one's roped towards center field, and that's going to drop in for a hit. At least one is in. They will send the runner from second. That's Oldham. Here's the throw. It's not in time. And it's a two RBI single by Joel Bryan. 3-0 Hiawatha. He'll make second on the throw home. So a great start for Hiawatha. Brennemeyer and Oldham both score. Now 3-0. Bryan at second with one out. Caden Strecker, the left fielder, steps in. And the first pitch to him gets away, and Bryan takes off for third without a throw. So Bryan now at third with one down. Three across here in the first. 3-0 Hiawatha. Here's Fumler's pitch. Fouled away. And the count here to Strecker is 1-1. Good start for Hiawatha. Still a chance to get more. Here's Fumler's pitch. Just missing inside. 2-1. Gunnar Smith on deck for Hiawatha. In a good start, they have 3 hits in the inning, all singles. Next pitch is low, 3-1 here to Strecker. Rocky and Brettemeyer went back-to-back singles to start. Oldham was hit by a pitch. Dunn popped out, and then Bryan laced a single to center to drive in 2. There's the pitch that finds the strike zone. Count runs full at 3-2. First run was scored on a balk by Fumler. And then again, Joel Bryan came through with the 2-RBI single. And a swing and a miss, strike 3. And a good bounce back there for Fumler for out number 2, and that'll bring up Gunnar Smith. So works it back from 3-1 and gets a big strikeout. Bryan at third, 2 down. Here's Smith playing first. Fumler's pitch off speed. It's upstairs for 1. Doniphan County, their last loss was the 22nd. They lost the second in a doubleheader to Oskaloosa, 4-3. There's a swing and a miss by Smith. 1-1. The state tournaments at the end of July will be in Topeka this year. There's a hard shot. Leibel at third on a hop. Beautifully done, but his throw is well off target, and everyone is safe. It was a good play by Leibel at third on a tough hop, but the throw was too high, and Bryan scores to make it 4-0, and that's going to be an error on Gunnar Smith. Or I should say, beg your pardon, that's Leibel at third as Gunnar Smith reaching safely. So now 4-0 Hiawatha. That brings up Ty Willick. Willick the catcher with Smith at first and 2 down. 4-0 Hiawatha. First pitch by Fumler is low and inside for 1. Willick, another batter from the right side. Little bend to the knees. Takes one up and in. And it's now 2-0. Good crowd on hand. All the fans here under a little bit of a shady area. Get a warm evening. Going to cool down a little bit. There's one that's driven into right center field, and that drops in for a hit. Spiker cuts it off in the gap. It's going to be held to a single. As Smith goes first to third, and the inning continues as Willick is on with a single. A fourth hit in the inning. That'll bring up Alex Rocky, the second baseman. As the catcher Christensen out to have a quick word with Fumler. Again, is off to a tough start here in the bottom of the first. Hiawatha, they have scored 4. 2 outs, and they still got runners at the corners. A single, a single, a hit batter, a pop out, a single that drove in 2, a strikeout, an error, and a single. So far here in the inning for Hiawatha. 4-0 is their lead. Fumler was out of the stretch quickly to start, and he's still there with runners at the corners. Alex Rocky steps in, takes one upstairs for ball one. Smith at third, Willick at first. There's Fumler's 1-0. This one is driven towards left field, playable. Franken moving to his left, and he's got it to retire the side. But Hiawatha, boy, what a start for them. They played four in the first, and through one, Hiawatha with a 4-0 lead.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Danlers in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Ryan Meiniger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Also, Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Brady Tadman with you. Colin Feldkamp, Logan Carpenter in studio. Hiawatha in the bottom of the first. Four runs, four hits. They left two. Donovan County did record an error in the inning. And Hiawatha out to a 4-0 lead as we hit the second inning. Hiawatha looking for their first win over Donovan County here this summer. This will be the third meeting between the two. Donovan County swept the first doubleheader back on June 15th. Wins of 15-3 and 6-2. And now Hiawatha with a four spot in the first and a 4-0 lead as Bredemeyer with some room to work with. He will face off against Christensen, Fumler, and Leibel for Donovan County. So Bredemeyer in a 4-0 lead. First pitch of the second is up and in to Christensen for ball one. Christensen, the Troy Trojan, part of the basketball team that made the state tournament this past year. Watching the first strike across, one ball and one strike. Part of the Troy baseball team, of course, as well. Here's Bredemeyer's pitch, swung on and missed. And it's now 1-2 to Christensen. Not much shade on the field, a little bit behind home plate, and there's the strike three call, and Christensen down on strikes, and Bredemeyer gets his third strikeout in five batters, and that's the first down here in the second. Here's Gavin Fumler. He bats from the right side, open on his stance. Bredemeyer's pitch swung on and fouled away out of play. Down the right field line. And the count is 0-1. Bredemeyer fires. Foul tipped. And strike number two. So Fumler needs to protect. Down to the count, no balls and two strikes. In the first, Donovan County, they led off the game with a walk, and then two strikeouts and a lineout ended the light threat quickly. And now they're down 4-0 here in the second as Fumler takes one upstairs, one ball and two strikes. Defense pretty straight up for the most part for Hiawatha. There's another ground ball. This one is foul. And it stays 1-2. And Willick behind the dish, he is catching. You have Strecker in left field, Ashton Rocky in center, Josh Smith in right. Rocky in the first inning made a great diving catch to record an out. Next pitch, a little bit inside, 2 balls and 2 strikes here to Fumler with Leibel on deck. Fredemeyer likes this call from Willick in the pitch. Popped up right side. Gunnar Smith at first, now waved off by the second baseman, Alex Rocky, to make the catch in shallow right field. And 2 up and 2 down. And Alex Leibel will step in. Tall righty. Bredemeyer trying to go 1-2-3 here in the second. Pretty up in the box. Bredemeyer gets the sign, shakes, lifts, and fires. Fouled out of play. And the count's 0-1. Next pitch by Bredemeyer, and that one's ripped well down the left field line, and it's going to drop in for a hit and get past Strecker and up against the wall. Leibel, big strides around second and a long turn. He'll stop there with a 2-out double. So Leibel keeps the inning alive, a line shot down the left field line that gets all the way to the wall. And he's at second with a 2-out double, and that brings up Brock Studer. So Studer here with an RBI chance. Hiawatha with a 4-0 lead. 2 outs in the top of the second. First pitch to Studer is low for ball one. He is well bats from the right side. Little open on his stance. First time out of the stretch really for Bredemeyer. Did so a little bit in the first. Next pitch, missing as well. 2 balls and no strikes. Alex Rocky kind of shading towards second base, keeping Leibel honest. Next pitch is fouled straight back and out of play. In the count now, 2 balls and 1 strike here on Brock Studer. Base hit could get one on the board here for Donovan County. 4-0 Hiawatha here in the top of the second. This one is fouled back into the screen, and it's evened up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Long look here by Bredemeyer at second. Here's the pitch. And missing low and outside, it's now full at 3-2 with Ryder Davis on deck. So a big pitch here in the top of the second. Runner at second. 2 down. Full count here to Studer. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. And it gets away on a long throw to first. And it is caught to record the out. So a 2-out double does no harm. We've played 1.5 here at Hiawatha. Hiawatha with a 4-0 lead here on KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the second inning, Hiawatha with a 4-0 lead over Donovan County. Donovan County had a 2-out double by Alex Leibel in the top of the second, unable to get him home, and Hiawatha back to work with that 4-0 lead here in the bottom of the second inning. They had 4 runs, 4 hits. They left 2 in the bottom of the first. Josh Smith will lead things off here for Hiawatha against Gavin Fumler. And the first pitch by Fumler to Smith is upstairs for ball one. Smith, Ashton Rocky, and Bredemeyer do up this inning for Hiawatha. Nice little off-speed pitch that breaks in there for strike number one. One ball and one strike. Fumler working quickly. Another off-speed, this time missing outside. And it's two balls and one strike. Another quick yes to the sign by Christensen. That one is swung on and missed. And the count evens up at two balls and two strikes. Let's see how Fumler responds after the fourth spot Hiawatha put up in the first. Here's the 2-2. Just a bit upstairs. Count full at 3-2. And here it is. And missing low and outside. And Josh Smith leads things off of the walk. And to the top of the order with Ashton Rocky, singled and scored in the first. Smith at first with nobody out. And Fumler quickly back to the stretch. He'll throw over to first, and Smith dives back in time. Rocky with that single and a run scored. He also made a beautiful diving catch in center field in the top of the first. First pitch missing upstairs, count 1-0. Here's the next pitch off speed, and not a chance to get Josh Smith. It was off speed. He had a great jump, and Smith takes second base without a throw. So he's at second with nobody out. Here's the next pitch. That one's ripped down the left field line, and it's there. Just past Leibel at third. And Smith is going to be held up at third. There was a little bit of hesitation as Franken kind of bobbled it a little bit in left field. And by the time Smith put on the brakes, the ball was back into the infield, so no run is in. But Rocky, two singles already here in the ball game, and runners hit the corners with nobody out. Rocky going on the pitch. It's off speed and outside for ball one to Carson Bredemeyer. And now they're at second and third with nobody out. So Hiawatha again jumping up here early on Doniphan County and another chance for a potential big inning. Second and third with nobody out. They lead it 4-0. Next pitch missing. It's now 3-0 here on Carson Bredemeyer. He's a little bit closed on his stance, batting from the right side. Here is the 3-0. And missing for ball four. Fumler didn't like it. Looked like it was a good location. And just like that, the bases are loaded with nobody out. Xavier Oldham due up next, and here comes the meeting on the mound. 4-0 Hiawatha here in the bottom of the second. They have the bases loaded with nobody out. A walk, a single, and a walk. Xavier Oldham due up next here. He was hit by a pitch in the first, scored one of the four runs. And after the brief meeting, let's see if Oldham can come through with the bases loaded and nobody out. Really blow this game open with another big inning here, and they are on the verge of it. See how Fumler tries to battle back here. He's out of the stretch. Oldham steps in. Bases loaded. Here is the first pitch. It is up and in, ball one. Quick quickly, the 1-0 pitch is just a bit upstairs on an off-speed pitch. And Oldham in front, 2-0. Next offering, outside, 3-0. So Oldham in control with a 3-0 count. The base is loaded. See how he takes him in the next pitch or two here. 3-0, taking all the way, and that one is in there for strike one. Josh Smith at third, Ashton Rocky at second, Carson Bredemeyer at first. And the 3-1 is outside, ball four, and that drives in a run. And Hiawatha's lead is now 5-0. And now Sam Dunn steps in. He was the first out in the first. He popped out to third base his first time up, and he's got the bases loaded with nobody out. One across, 5-0 Hiawatha. Ground ball left side, and it is fair. Stays inside the line. That's going to score at least two. Here comes the throw in, and it's now 7-0 Hiawatha on a 2-RBI single by Sam Dunn. Oldham stops at second base, so now first and second with still nobody out. It's a 7-0 Hiawatha lead. Blowing it open here in the early innings. There's an off-speed pitch. Nearly got Joel Bryan, who steps in, and he had the big hit in the first inning, a 2-RBI single. Came around to score as well. Next pitch missing as well. It's now 2 balls and no strikes. Bumler again out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Oh, and it got him in the head, right in the helmet. Bumler taps his chest, says my bad. Boy, but it is just a rough go here, and this might be it for Bumler. And looks like we will have a pitching change, so we'll step aside. Three more across here in the second. Still nobody out. It's a 7-0 lead here for Hiawatha. Pitching change, and we're back in a moment.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Anderson Meats in Troy is looking to hire some extra help. If you've worked in the meat cutting business before, or if you'd like to learn more about it, here's your opportunity. This is a full-time position, and they will provide training. Your pay and wage depends on your experience. Anderson Meats are also taking future appointments for meat processing, so give them a call and set up your appointment. Soon, they'll be opening their retail sales area to the public. Keep listening for the details. Anderson Meats in Troy on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, so we got a pitching change here for Doniphan County. Fumler is out. Unable to record an out here in the second inning. He'll go play in right field now, as we're still checking to see who is going to be the new pitcher here for Doniphan County. It will be Cole Franken. So I think they have shifted the outfield over, so it will be, I think it might be Spiker in left and Kobe Davis in center. I think everybody else stays the same. But just one inning for Fumler. He gives up 6 hits, 7 runs. He struck out 1. But Doniphan County is trying to stop the bleeding as Hiawatha leads it 7-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. And they still have the bases loaded with nobody out. A walk, a single, a walk, a single, and a hit batter has been the order of play for Hiawatha here in the second. as again, the defensive alignments, just checking those off here to make sure we have everybody in the right spots. As it will be Kobe Davis moving from right field to left field. They'll keep Spiker in center field. And Caden Strecker is due up here for Hiawatha. The base is loaded and nobody out. Three runs across already in the inning. 7-0 is their lead and a chance for more. Oldham at third, Dunn at second, Bryan at first. So Franken comes in with a lot of work to do. His first pitch is a fastball that's outside for ball one. Strecker struck out his first time up. Big RBI chance here with the bases loaded. Next pitch upstairs, and it's two balls and no strikes. Here's the 2-0 upstairs. Three balls and no strikes. So now Strecker in control with the 3-0 count. Have to imagine, although he is showing bunt, that he takes one here. He does pull back, and that one is in there by Franken for strike one. It's now 3-1. Now he sees the strike, still in the advantage here at 3-1. Here's the pitch, and that one is upstairs for ball four, and another run is in. When it rains, it pours. It's now 8-0 for Hiawatha. Still bases loaded, nobody out. Now Gunnar Smith steps in. He reached on an error. His first time up. Here's the pitch by Franken upstairs for ball one. Dunn at third, Bryan at second, Strecker at first. Four more across here in the inning. Still nobody out. There's a fastball that finds the strike zone. Franken evens the count at one ball and one strike. Here's the pitch. Up and in. Two balls and one strike. And pretty good crowd on hand here for this one tonight. We'll play another one. Doubleheader is just a few more weeks left here in the regular season portion prior to the zone tournament coming up later on in July, followed by the Legion State Baseball Tournament at the end of the month. Now three balls and one strike here to Gunnar Smith. And he swings on 3-1 and fouls it away, and the count is full at 3-2. Ty Willick on deck. Still an out yet to be recorded here in the second inning. 8-0, the Hiawatha lead. Here's a big pitch here at 3-2. And it's upstairs for ball four. Another run is in. Make it 9-0, Hiawatha. And everybody moves up another spot. So now Bryan at third, Strecker at second, and Smith at first for Ty Willick. There's a fastball that finds the strike zone. Count 0-1. Here to Willick, who singled in the first. He was left stranded there to end the inning. Another pitch just missing a little bit outside. It's now one ball and one strike. Hiawatha about to bat around here in the second. And still nobody out. There's a pitch that finds the strike zone. Good location there by Franken. It's now one ball and two strikes here on Willick. Bases loaded, nobody out. It's 9-0. Hiawatha here in the second inning. As the 1-2 pitch is upstairs, now two balls and two strikes. Franken gets the sign, lifts and fires. That one also upstairs. Now the count runs full again at 3-2. The last three batters have reached via a hit batter and two walks. Here's the 3-2. And fouling it away is Willick. Out of play, doing it again here at 3-2. Alex Rocky on deck. Another big pitch here at 3-2. Another foul ball. So Willick and Franken now here in a battle. Bases loaded, still nobody out. Hiawatha plated 4 in the first. They have plated 5 here in the second. And are rolling here in game number 1. Willick steps back in. Another 3-2 coming up here. Franken lifts and fires. Ooh, and it catches, I think, the bottom of the bat. It's going to be a foul ball. So we'll do it again at 3-2. Hit the bottom part of the bat. At first, it seemed like it might have hit the hand of Willick, but it hits the bat. So a break there for Franken as he gets another opportunity here at 3-2. Here it is. And he swings at ball 4. It was upstairs on a fastball, and that is a huge strikeout, and he knew it. And a big first out. That brings up Alex Rocky. And the first strikeout recorded by Franken. So Alex Rocky blew out to left field his first time up as the base is loaded with 1 out. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, it's going to get to the backstop, and that's going to get a run in. Everybody advances on the wild pitch, and it's now 10-0 Hiawatha. Brian scores easily from third. Strecker to third, Smith to second. So now second and third, 1 out. Here for Alex Rocky. And another one that gets away, a high pitch to the back screen, and another run is going to score. The wheels are falling off here for Doniphan County as Strecker scores from third on the wild pitch. And it's now 11-0. Smith able to make it to third. Count 2-0 here on Alex Rocky. And he takes a fastball right down Broadway. It's 2-1. So 4 in the first. How about 7 already here in the second for Hiawatha? Next pitch to Rocky, a little bit up and in. Now 3-1 with Josh Smith due up next. As Hiawatha is officially batted around here in the second with still just 1 out. And another one up and in, ball 4. Here's Josh Smith, who walked to lead off the inning. Had a stolen base, came around to score. So now runners at the corners. Franken's pitch is in there for strike 1. Smith at third, Rocky at first. And John Smith going to put a bunt down, and here's a play at the plate, and they're going to get the out recorded. They try to squeeze, and Gunnar Smith is tagged out trying to get home, and that's a big second out. So now first and second, 2 down. Ashton Rocky will step in. And he takes one upstairs for ball 1. Rocky is 2-for-2, 2 singles. He has scored twice, and he has 2 stolen bases. It's 11-0 Hiawatha here in the second. Ground ball left side, could end the inning. Leibel has it, throw, and in time gets the out. It was a close play, but the out is recorded, and the side is officially retired, but not after the damage certainly done by Hiawatha. They played 7, And after two, it's an 11-0 Hiawatha lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Union State Bank, we often say we're rich in community. That's because we're a part of your community, living and working in the same place as you do, all trying to contribute to making it the kind of place where people thrive. And now with our newest location in Shoal Creek, we have 8 Union State Bank branches to serve you. Stop in at the Union State Bank branch in your community and find out why we are so committed to the families, schools, businesses, and farms in your neighborhood. We are USB. We are rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is ready to assist you with enrollment for summer and fall courses and technical programs. The Western Center offers 6 technical programs, including construction technology, diesel technology, early childhood, medical assistant, precision agriculture, and welding technology. Plus, a wide variety of transferable gen ed options are available. Contact HCC Western Center in Baileyville for an advising appointment at 442-6240 or email western@highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, close to home, far from death.
KNZA.
Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha, C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safe. Also, Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information. And Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Hiawatha leading 11-0 as we hit the top of the third inning. They scored 7 runs. Check this, on just 2 hits in the second. Doniphan County issued 7 walks. They walked 6 and also had a hit batter. They had 3 straight runs score with the bases loaded on walks. And 7 runs on just 2 hits for Hiawatha. In the second, they lead it 11-0. As Doniphan County has a lot of work to do, and it'll be Ryder Davis to lead things off. Bredemeyer's first pitch, missing for ball one. So Bredemeyer, again, a lot of breathing room. 11-0 is their lead, and there's a pitch that catches the outside corner. Ryder Davis, last batter in the order. Davis, Everly, and then Kobe Davis for Doniphan County here this inning. This one's popped up in between the catcher and the pitcher, and coming on is Bredemeyer to make a nice little one-handed snag for out number one. And back to the top of the order with Cooper Everly, who walked in his first at bat. Doniphan County here in the third inning, they have had just 2 base runners through the first 2 1/3. A walk by Everly, and then Leibel had a 2-out double in the second, but was unable to be brought home. Everly fouls this one out of play, and the count 0-1. No runs, 1 hit, 2 left for Doniphan County so far. 11 runs, 6 hits, 4 left for Hiawatha. Next pitch is high and inside. 1 ball and 1 strike now on Everly. Here's the windup and the pitch, and it's fouled straight back into the fence. And the count now, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bredemeyer with a quick yes. Likes the call from his catcher, and this one is fouled out of play, so we'll do it again at 1-2. And the 1-2 just missing a little bit outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bredemeyer, he has 4 strikeouts so far in the ball game. Here's a ground ball right side. Nice hop there for the first baseman, Gunnar Smith. Takes it unassisted himself for out number 2. That'll bring up Kobe Davis, who struck out his first time up. Brennemeyer trying to face the minimum for the first time. He faced four in the first two innings. Four in the first, four in the second. Trying to go 1-2-3 here in the third. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball. And the count 0-1 on Kobe Davis. Brennemeyer working with good pace. Here's the pitch outside. And it's one ball and one strike. Here's the pitch. Missing a little bit low. Ball two. Now two balls and one strike here on Davis. Both teams came in on three-game winning streaks. Doniphan County, winners of six of their last seven. Hiawatha, five of their last six. This one off the end of the bat towards left center field, and that drops in for a two-out single. So Kobe Davis, on a pitch that was outside, able to get around on it. And enough strength to get it out over the infield into shallow left center for a two-out single. That's his first hit. That brings up Trent Spiker. Spiker lined out to center his first time up. Ashton Rocky made a great diving catch on that play. Two outs, runner at first. 11-0 is the Hiawatha lead. They're in the third inning. First pitch in there for strike number one to Spiker. Brennemeyer out of the stretch. Quick glance, fires. Ground ball left side, could end the inning. Nice hop there, got by Dunn. Throw to first, and a low throw gets away from the first baseman, Gunnar Smith, and everyone's going to be safe. And that'll bring up Cole Franken. So an error by Dunn at short. Davis goes first to third. Spiker at first. So a chance here for Doniphan County to get on the board. So Franken steps in. He struck out his first time up. 11-0, the Hiawatha lead here in the top of the third. Ground ball left side on a hop. It's stopped by Oldham. A long throw, and that's going to get away. And the inning's going to continue. A run is in. This could bring in two, but they're going to hold the runner at third. So another error allows a run to score, and Doniphan County's on the board. It's now 11-1. Spiker goes first to third. Franken gets to second base, reaching on the air. So back-to-back errors, allowing Doniphan County to continue the inning. They're on the board, still trail 11-1. And now the runners are at second and third with two outs for Preston Christensen, who struck out his first time up. He fouls the first pitch straight back for strike number one. So it seemed like it could have been an easy breeze of an inning, 1-2-3. Pop out and a ground out, but then Davis a two-out single, and then back-to-back errors. Kept the inning moving along here for Doniphan County. And Christensen, a RBI chance here at second and third and two down. Here's the pitch. And a kind of a half-heart check swing, but it's in there for strike number two. The count is 0-2, and a time called by Christensen. He'll step out, take his time back into the box. Brennemeyer, quick glance at second and third, lifts and fires the 0-2, and it's just a bit outside. It's now 1-2. Christensen can come through and drive in these two. It certainly helps, but a lot of work still needs to be done for Doniphan County. And there's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Christensen slams the bat in frustration, and that will retire the side. But DC gets on the board, but it's all Hiawatha. 11-1 after 2.5 here on KNZA.
congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
KNZA.
Legion Baseball brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Ryan Meiniger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Also, Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? To the bottom of the third we go. Franken back on the mound for Doniphan County. They're able to get one run in the last half inning, on the board for the first time, but Hiawatha still in control. 11-1 is the score. Hiawatha scored four runs in the first, seven in the second. And they'll lead things off here in the third with Bredemeyer, followed by Oldham and Dunn. And then Bryan, one of those three, are able to get on. Crazy stat about that seven-run second inning. It was only on two hits. Seven walks were issued in the inning by Doniphan County pitchers. Six via the regular walk, and then one was a hit batter. And Franken back to work. Bredemeyer steps in and pops up here on the first pitch in the infield. Shortstop Everly works it into the grass and makes the catch, and one pitch and one out. And that'll bring up Xavier Oldham, who's reached twice. He has scored twice. He was hit by a pitch in the first and walked with the bases loaded in the second. Here's Franken's pitch. A little bit low, ball one. Noble Park here in Hiawatha. Legion Baseball here on KNZA. Here's Franken's pitch. Outside corner for strike number one. Hiawatha on pace here with a 10-run lead early. Still some innings to be played, but trying to get their first win over Doniphan County this summer. DC swept him back on the 15th. Next pitch is low, two balls and one strike. Here's the pitch, ground ball left side. It's going to be playable for Leibel. Has time, throws, and getting him in time. It was a close play, and Oldham, slow to get up, kind of trips over the bag. It was a bang-bang play, and Oldham is covered in the dirt and slow to get up and finally up to his feet and walking towards the dugouts. And Hiawatha's arguing that he was safe. Now the umpires will meet. We'll see if they want to change a call here, but and he is out. So that'll bring up Sam Dunn. Two outs, nobody on. Dunn is 1-for-2. He singled and a couple of runs in that seven-run second inning. He's also popped out to third and has scored a run. First pitch by Franken, a little bit upstairs for ball one. So Franken trying to record a 1-2-3 frame here for DC. And the next one hits him. So another free pass given up. And that'll keep the inning alive for Joel Bryan. Bryan has singled and has been hit by a pitch. He has scored twice. His single in the first drove in two. So a runner at first, two down, 11 to nothing is the Hiawatha lead here in the bottom of the third. And Bryan, the extra hitter here in the first of two tonight at Noble Park. Here's Franken's next pitch. It's upstairs, and a throw to first is not in time. So a pop out and a ground out and a hit batter. Joel Bryan, ooh, has to duck out of the way again. That one nearly got him. And the count 2-0. There's a strike and a steal attempt. A throw not in time. As Dunn is at second base with a stolen base. Count now 2-1. Here on Joel Bryan. Now an RBI chance here with a runner at second. Next pitch outside, 3-1. So another hitter's count, 3-1. Here's the pitch, and it's well upstairs, ball four. Bryan's on for a third time in as many at-bats. And the inning continues here for Caden Strecker, who has walked and has also struck out. So first and second, two down. Hiawatha trying to put together a little two-out rally. First pitch is low and in the dirt for ball one. Their lead is 11-1 here in the bottom of the third. 4 in the first and 7 in the second. Franken looks back, fires, and a swing and a miss. And it's now 1-1. Dunn at second, Bryan at first. Here's Franken's next pitch. It is in there for strike two, now 1-2. So Strecker needs to protect, now 1-2. Franken just trying to get out of the inning with no runs allowed. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Playable. Left side. Infield, and it's liable to make the catch. And that's the third out, so two left, nobody across, and we've played three, Hiawatha 11, Doniphan County 1.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Anderson Meats in Troy is looking to hire some extra help. If you've worked in the meat cutting business before, or if you'd like to learn more about it, here's your opportunity. This is a full-time position, and they will provide training. Your pay and wage depends on your experience. Anderson Meats are also taking future appointments for meat processing, so give them a call and set up your appointment. Soon, they'll be opening their retail sales area to the public. Keep listening for the details. Anderson Meats in Troy on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292.
KNZA.
And to the fourth inning we go. Hiawatha leading 11-1 over Doniphan County. First time not scoring in an inning after 4 in the first, 7 in the second. They leave 2 on no hits. Hiawatha got a walk and a hit batter with 2 outs in the bottom of the third, but unable to score. So it's still a 10-run lead, 11-1, here as we start the fourth. And it will be Gavin Fumler to lead things off. Fumler, Leibel, and Studer do up for D.C. as Bredemeier continues to work, and the first pitch in there for strike one. Fumler popped out to second his first time up. That's from the right side. Here's the windup in the pitch, and that one's roped into left field for a leadoff single. Back into the infield quickly by Strecker, and the leadoff man is on to begin the fourth. Brings up Leibel, who ripped a two-out double down the left field line his first time up. Was back in the second inning with two outs. He was left stranded there to end that inning, and the first pitch to him is upstairs for ball one. One run on two hits for Doniphan County. 11 runs on six hits for Hiawatha. Throw over to first base. Fumler back in time. Count 1-0 here on Leibel. Bredemeier's pitch is in the dirt. It's 2-0. Bredemeier's been sharp. Here's his next pitch. Outside and a steal attempt. Good throw, but beating it is Fumler for a stolen base, and he's at second with nobody out. And there's the pitch that finds the strike zone. And it's now 3-1. Here on Alex Leibel. The runner at second, nobody out. Ground ball right side. And picked up by Gunnar Smith. Off to the pitcher, Bredemeier, to tag first for the out. As Fumler gets to third, Leibel is out for out number one, and that brings up Brock Studer. Studer struck out his first time up. He has an RBI chance here with Fumler at third and one out. Bredemeier's pitch swung on and missed. For strike number one. The 0-1 is a little bit low. Now 1-1. With Ryder Davis on deck. Tad bit open on the right side. Studer fouls it straight back into the screen. And he needs to protect down in the count, 1-2. Bredemeier's been pretty solid. He faced 4 in the first, 4 in the second. He did face 6 in the third. This is the third batter faced here in the fourth. This one has popped up. Shallow center field. Catch is made by Rocky, and a beautiful strike in. No chance for Fumler to score, and that leaves him on third with now two outs. So now it's up to Ryder Davis, last man in the order, who popped out to first base his first time up, or I should say popped out to the pitcher his first time up. So he's 0-1. He's got Fumler at third and two down. Hiawatha leading 11-1 here in the top of the fourth. First pitch by Bredemeier in there for strike one. Trying to keep Doniphan County off the board here in the fourth. Another pitch that finds the strike zone. Davis didn't like that call, but he's now down in the count 0-2. Bredemeier trying to get out of it. Here's the 0-2 outside. Nice stop there by Willick, the catcher. And it's now 1-2. Quick look at third. Here's the 1-2. and just missing outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bredemeyer kind of walking towards the dugout, thought he might, was able to get that call there. He did not. And again, from 0-2 to 2-2. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss, strike three, so the leadoff single does no harm. So we have played 3.5, and we head to the bottom of the fourth. It's an 11-1 lead for Hiawatha.
Ag producers, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Jim Cole with GN Bank. We are asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see the opportunity. We're not just interested in opening new accounts. We like and want to build relationships. At GM Bank, we have experienced lenders, exceptional service that makes us the best place to bank and borrow. Let's talk about how GM Bank can serve your needs now and in the future. GM Bank, member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Wish your vehicle look new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, out in front of myself as the ball game is over. 10-run lead after 4 for Hiawatha. That does it. As it's a fairly quick game number 1 of this doubleheader as Hiawatha wins it 11-1 over Doniphan County in what was just a dominant performance. They will play another one here in just a little bit. So if you're out in the Hiawatha area, come on out to Noble Park and check out game 2 of this doubleheader. But Hiawatha gets their 10th win. They're now 10-4. Doniphan County, they still have the best record in the area, but just their fourth loss, they are now 16-4. But it was all Hiawatha here in this one, 11-1, the final score. Again, they scored 4 runs on 4 hits in the first, and then the second inning was the one that really did Doniphan County in. 7 runs on just 2 hits, 6 walks and a hit batter in that inning by Doniphan County pitching, really, again, put the game away, and Doniphan County was able to scratch 1 run across in the third on a hit, thanks to a couple of errors by the Hiawatha defense, but then they had a runner stranded at third with 2 down in the fourth. They had a chance, if they were able to get him home, that would have at least took us to the bottom of the fourth, but the 10-run rule after 4 innings, and the ball game was wrapped up fairly quickly here today. So we still got to announce our player of the game. We'll take another break here in just a moment and do that as we got to get all of our great sponsors out there once again. Again, want to thank Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safe. Also, Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu. For more information. And then also KIMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Again, 11-1. Hiawatha wins it in 4. Take another final timeout. We'll come back and wrap things up here in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bank, we often say we're rich in community. That's because we're a part of your community, living and working in the same place as you do, all trying to contribute to making it the kind of place where people thrive. And now with our newest location in Shoal Creek, we have 8 Union State Bank branches to serve you. Stop in at the Union State Bank branch in your community and find out why we are so committed to the families, schools, businesses, and farms in your neighborhood. We are USB. We are rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is ready to assist you with enrollment for summer and fall courses and technical programs. The Western Center offers 6 technical programs, including construction technology, diesel technology, early childhood, medical assistant, precision agriculture, and welding technology. Plus, a wide variety of transferable gen ed options are available. Contact HCC Western Center in Baileyville for an advising appointment at 442-6240 or email western at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, thanks again to our great sponsors making our broadcast possible here tonight. I want to thank Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca online at sailorinsurance.com. Ryan Meiniger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Also, Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? In final score, Hiawatha wins it 11-1 in four innings over Doniphan County. DC drops to 16-4 overall. Hiawatha improves to 10-4 with that victory here in game one. Again, they'll play another one here in just a little bit. So if you're out in the area, come on by to Noble Park and check out some good quality Legion baseball. But now it's time for us to announce our player of the game. It is brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Well, a lot of quality candidates for Hiawatha. They were pretty dominant up and down the lineup. But how about the pitcher tonight, Carson Bredemeyer, who pitched all four innings. He allowed just three hits and one run. It was not earned. The one run across came home on a couple of errors. So no earned runs allowed. And he also had six strikeouts in the game. He also had a single, a walk, and two runs scored. So Carson Bredemeyer, our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Well, that's our lone broadcast for the week. We'll be back to it next week, post-holiday weekend. So, again, hopefully everyone has a fantastic and safe 4th of July holiday weekend. We'll have another broadcast next Thursday night here on at KNCA. We have a couple more regular season broadcasts prior to the zone tournaments here in a few weeks. And then towards the end of July, we'll have hopefully one of our area teams at the Legion State Tournament in Topeka. So, again, coming down the home stretch, appreciate all of our sponsors out there making this possible, and appreciate the board office as well here tonight. Colin Feldkamp, Logan Carpenter keeping us locked in and on the air. So the final stats here tonight once again. For Hiawatha, 11 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. They left 6 on base. Doniphan County, 1 run, 3 hits, 1 error. They left 5 on base. Bredemeyer, the winning pitcher, allowing no earned runs with 6 strikeouts and 3 hits. 4 innings pitched. Fumler takes the loss. He pitched just 1 inning, gave up 6 hits and 10 runs with 1 strikeout. Carson Bredemeyer, our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's. A single, a walk, 2 runs scored. And again, the winning pitcher with 4 innings, 1 run, no earned runs, 6 strikeouts, and 3 hits allowed. So we'll talk to you next week for another broadcast. For Colin and Logan, I'm Brandon. Thank you so much for tuning in to Legion Baseball. Have a good rest of your night, and thanks for listening here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.